This podcast is proudly brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's online news source. Locally owned and locally operated. Your news now.
Thinking back to my teen years, I don't recall any tougher jobs than hay hauling or fence building. I have extensive experience in both. Technology pertaining to hay hauling around here had not advanced beyond manhandling each and every bale. When we headed out to a job, I would be praying for lighter bales. Bucking the bales up on a flatbed truck was backbreaking for me, as I was skinny as a rail back in the day. It was a four-man operation, including a driver, a stacker on the truck, and two on the ground loading bales when I worked for Daryl Bagley's crew. His older brother James owned the truck, so he usually was the driver. First lesson learned in Texas hay hauling out of the field. He's kicked the bale over before lifting to ensure there wasn't a rattlesnake underneath. Fortunately for me, I never had an encounter with one. Once you reached the barn, there was the ever-present wasp and unbearable heat inside under a tin roof to contend with every trip. Since we are moving away from baling wire to tie the hay bales, I wonder what we're going to tie up our exhaust pipes and secure gates with in the future. I don't think those plastic strings are going to get the job done. I'm sitting here writing this and running through my mind everything I've ever used tie wire to fix. If you're raised in the country, you will understand. My granddaddy, Harry Clark, was a fencing contractor, and I helped him build many miles of fence in the hills around Bandera when I was in high school. I won't say those hills were the worst place to build a fence, but it's pretty tough in places. Now, I have seen places around Del Rio where they simply find a crack in solid rock, stick a cedar post in, and stack a few rocks around it for stability. No, it wasn't that bad around here, but it was close sometime. We did a job over in Tarpley one time. Good news was the ranch had a tractor with a post hole digger. Bad news, we used creosote posts, and my introduction to them was a bit unpleasant. I was wearing a t-shirt and hauling the post around on my shoulder, which caused me to end up with blisters on my neck. A lesson learned. Granddaddy partnered with Freddie Flock on one job outside of Pipe Creek, and the property line followed the top of the hills around a valley on three sides. That's where I got my education on an air compressor-driven rock drill. I had no idea there was an art to using a digging bar until I worked with Granddaddy, learning how to drill tie-down anchors in solid rock with nothing more than a bar, then tamping in small rocks to secure the anchor wire. I could still dig a beautiful post hole, but I prefer to use the auger on my tractor, so you can just take my word for it instead of getting a demonstration. I even fired up my tractor recently and used a post hole digger to plant a small tree. A prime example of getting smarter in my old age. George and Richard Kinsey were part of the crew at the time of the Pipe Creek job. George and I worked on one hole for a huge corner post that my granddaddy and Freddie had cut and hauled in with a Jeep. We dug on that hole for what seemed like several days. Wish I could go back in there now to see if that post is still there. There was a little paint horse who stayed around us when we stopped for lunch in a short siesta. George would catch him and ride for a while. Judging by the gas fumes from that horse, I would guess he didn't get much regular exercise. We stopped in at Ed Jennings' store every morning for ice and drinking water and to get a daily dose of Judge Jennings' vast tongue-in-cheek wisdom. Richard was my classmate and close friend throughout high school and beyond, and we shared some interesting adventures, some of which I will share at a later time after I check up on the statutes of limitation.
hope you enjoyed this episode of Growing Up in Bandera, written and narrated by Glenn Clark, and brought to you by the Bandera Prophet, Bandera County's News Without Paper. Stay tuned for more.